This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum wa siyamu kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'alakum tattaqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has prescribed upon you fasting and upon the people who went before you fasting in order for you to learn taqwa, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in many, many verses tells us to have taqwa. In fact, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls all of humanity to worship Him, فَعْبُدُوا رَبُّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that to have worship of your Lord who created you and created those before you in order that you might ward off harm and evil. Taqwa is the only thing in life that guarantees protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else, a human being, is at the whim of his destiny. But when you have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that whoever has taqwa of Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, He will always give that person a way out, an exit strategy from any difficulty that he finds himself in. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us fasting in order to learn how to do this, because the two sources of ma'asiyah, according to Imam al-Ghazali and many other of the ulama, the two sources of ma'asiyah are what are called the shahwatan, the batan and the farj, the stomach and the genitals. That this is the basis of greed, it's the basis of tamah, of desire, because the same people need, the baseline need is food. And when you become satiated, then the other shahwat, the other appetites kick in. But the basic shahwa, the basic desire of the human, like animals, because that's the bestial nature, is food. If you can control these two, and this is why Imam al-Ghazali called his book Kasr al-Shahwatain, breaking the two desires. If you can control these two forces in your life, hunger and desire, if you can control those, then everything else becomes easy, because these are the strongest. So if you have power over the thing that has the strongest power over you, then other things can be controlled much easier. And so discipline is at the essence of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, that this is the month that the Qur'an was revealed, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, given as a guidance to humanity and also a clarification of that guidance. So the Qur'an clarifies, الْقُرْآن يُفَسِّرُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا, the Qur'an is clarifying, some verses clarify other verses. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this book down as a guidance for humanity. This is the moral constitution of humanity. You have political constitutions. The Prophet ﷺ didn't come with a political system. He came with a penal code. But in terms of how you run your political affairs, you can do that many different ways, and historically the Muslims have done it many different ways. But the Qur'an came with a moral constitution to teach people how to behave, not only in their basic transactions, but even in those things that relate to their commerce. An area now that the whole world is suffering because of greed and because of complete disregard for every ethical and moral principle, not just in Islam, but even in other traditions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this book down in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dukhan tells us that إِنَّا نَزَّلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ, we brought this book down in a blessed night. We brought it down in a blessed night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that night, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ, on that night every determined matter is made clear. Every determined matter is made clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةَ الْقَدَرِ, وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. We reveal this on the night, and sometimes it is power, it's the night of constriction also. Qadr, there's a difference of opinion. It's also the night of honor. Qadr is honor. له قدر عظيم. He has great honor, he has a great stature. ما قدر الله حق قدره. They didn't give Allah his true honor or stature or his true estimation. It can mean also قدر عليه رزقه. That ضيق عليه, that he made it constricted for him. Some of the ulama say because there's a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said that Laylat al-Qadr, so many angels descend, تتنزل الملائكة والروح, that the angels descend on this night. There are so many angels on the earth that there's no room for them. That's the night of power. And this is a night that the Prophet ﷺ said, التمسوا في أواخر رمضان, to seek it out in the last 10 days. Many riwayats, in the last 10 days, في عشر الأواخر وفي وتريها, and in the odd nights. But the last 10 days are all blessed nights. The whole Ramadan is blessed. But the last 10 days are blessed nights. كان يشد إزاره صلى الله عليه وسلم يشتد على إزاره. He didn't go to his to be intimate in those nights. He was in mostly for i'tikaf, where he actually go into khalwa. And i'tikaf in our deen is not for reading books, it's for ibadah. In fact, in the books of fiqh, they mention that you shouldn't be reading or studying in i'tikaf. You just recite Quran, make dua, and reflect. That's a time of reflection. Increasingly in this mad world where people are working like mad people, people in the pre-modern world have much more leisure time than people today, even peasants. People think that now there's leisure time. There's no leisure time. People can't even think anymore. And now you have Facebook and Twitter and cell phones, all of these things driving people mad. Really, they're driving people mad. You need time to reflect, to be with your Lord, to have munajat, to be intimate with your Lord. Now people are so busy. This is what a famous Danish, few hundred years ago, a Danish theologian, Kierkegaard, he said that we're moving into the age of busyness, where people will be so busy, they won't think about things that are important, like, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, where are you going? Where is all this going? Where are you all headed? Where is this ummah headed? Wallahi, if you look at what's happening on this planet right now, this is amazing crises that are happening, taking place. Just look at what happened in Pakistan. And the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَقُمَ السَّعْتُ حَتَّى تَعْظُمَ السِّيُونَ. The hadith sahih, that the end of time doesn't come until you will see vast floods. Ta'lam al-Siyu, vast flood. This that happened in Pakistan, they said it's worse than the tsunami, the Haitian earthquake, the earthquake in Argentina, all put together, and the tsunami. Everybody saw the tsunami. This is much worse. And it hasn't ended. Now they just had a whole bunch of villages just because the river swelled up again. These are millions of people affected by this. They have just a few days ago, 150,000 people had to flee to higher ground, and they were already in high ground. Unbelievable. And these are human beings like us. We're here, you don't think things can happen here? We're on one of the biggest fault lines on the planet. Allah can do this wherever He wants, at any time He wants. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. Do you feel so secure that Allah can't open up the earth and swallow us up? We're in so many blessings. And the thing about blessing is you have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be in a state of gratitude. If you're not in a state of gratitude, in Arabic, you have shukr and you have kufran. Kufr. Those are the two choices. Shukr or kufr. Shukr is to be grateful. Kufr is to be ungrateful. That's what kafir means in Arabic. In the Arabic language, kafir means ungrateful. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of your Lord are you denying? Your health? Most of us here tonight, the fact that we're here, we're healthy. Alhamdulillah, there's people that couldn't make it tonight that wish they could be here. Everybody looks very well fed in this masjid. Seriously, mashallah. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of your Lord? People wearing nice clothes. If you look at those cars in the, mashallah. Seriously, mashallah. I'm just walking up here looking at all those cars. Allahu Akbar. If you donated all those cars to the masjid tonight, it'd be the richest masjid in America. You could take the bus home. Allahu Akbar. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of your Lord are you denying? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of this to us, and then He asked for a little bit as a baseline. That's a baseline. And then He says, but then there's all these other things that you can do to go up this ladder to divine proximity, getting close to the Beloved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this book down. According to the tradition, it came down from the Lawh al-Mahfuz to the Sama'ul Dunya. And it was placed in Bayt al-Izzah. This is an abode that is in the spiritual realm above the Kaaba. And this is their angelic presence. And the book was there. And then over a 20-year period, it came down munajjaman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the mawaqi' al-najum, by the places that this book has come down. The Qur'an came down munajjaman. It came down in stages in order to make firm the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the book. But it came down in one dafa'ah, at one event on this night. And the majority of ulama, and there's hadith that indicate that it's the 27th Ibn Abbas was of that opinion, and that's why historically the Muslims have celebrated the night on the 27th, but all the 10 days are nights that you should seek out. In fact, one of the Andalusian scholars said, for the people, for the Arifin, every night is Laylatul Qadr. Every night. The Prophet ﷺ in the hadith sahih, مَا زَادَ عَلَى صَرَاتِهِ في رمضان ولا في غيره. He didn't increase his prayer in Ramadan or other than Ramadan. He did the tahajjud every night since the time of the revelation when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do the tahajjud. He did it every night. It was fard on him. He had no choice on this. Allah made it fard to do a portion of it. But he would increase in that portion. And Aisha would see him, his feet swelling from standing in prayer, because we know you get the venous stasis. He was an older man, his legs were swelling, and she said, Allah has forgiven anything that you could do. And he said, وَلَمْ أَكُنْ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Aren't I a grateful servant? Shouldn't I be a grateful servant? The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever stays up on the night of Laylatul Qadr, إيمانا, believing in it, واحتسابًا, and believing that he will get a reward from his Lord, his sins of the past are forgiven. The Prophet Aisha asked what was the best thing to do on that night, and she said, say, the Prophet ﷺ said to Aisha, say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ. Oh Allah, you are the forgiver, you're the pardoner, and you love to pardon. So pardon us on this night. In Arabic, afat al-diyar, when the Arabs say afat, like afa or ya'fu an, it comes from a root which means to obliterate the traces of. It's different from like satir and ghafir and ghaffar. Allah is ghaffar. Allah is ghafir. We say astaghfirullah. Ghufran. The ghufr is the mughaffar, you know, mighfar. If you wear a helmet, it's called mighfar because it covers your head. The ghafir is the one that covers your sin. He veils them. He forgives them but they're still there. But the al-afu is the one who obliterates your sin. They're not there anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove your sin. That's why Imam al-Junayd al-Baghdadi, he's called Imam al-Qa'ifatayn. He was a great scholar outwardly in the Thawri Madhab, but he was also a great Gnostic of the inward knowledge of Islam. And he was asked about, somebody asked about what was Tawbah. And one of the people in his room said, At-Tawbah, Allah yansa ta'ib dhanbah. That the one who makes Tawbah should never forget his sin. And then they asked Imam Junayd, he said, a ta'if is the one who doesn't have any sin to remember. That if you really make tawbah and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have no sin. Because Allah removes every sin. Allah removes every sin. He is the obliterator of sin. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith sahih, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you did not sin, Allah would exchange you with people who did sin so that they could ask forgiveness of Allah. And Allah would forgive. Because one of His names is Ghafur, is Al-Afu, is Al-Ghaffar. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His nature is manifesting that name in the world by allowing sin itself. Allah allows sin. وَقَدْرَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ أَنْ يُذْنِبْ. So He did this in order to manifest His divine name of forgiveness. He is the forgiven. He is the pardoner. He is a tawwab, the one who turns back to you. So this is a night of tawbah. It's a night of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's easy. In Ramadan, things are a little easier. There's facilitation. Because certain forces that normally have play don't have play during this month. And people can see that. You can see in your own life. You can do things in Ramadan, you can't do it in other parts of the year. But the azima of tonight is an azima. Your determination is a determination of tawbah. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. You are afuwwun. Your nature is to pardon. So you love to pardon, so pardon us. Once Ibn Abdurrahman ibn al-Jawzi, the great Iraqi scholar, he said that he was with a man, he was a rich man, and a poor man came, and he introduced himself by saying, أَنَا الَّذِي أَحْسَنْتَ إِلَيَّ فِي الْعَامِ الْمَاضِي. I'm the man that you helped last year. That's how the man talking to this rich man. The rich man said to him, مَرْحَبًا بِمَنْ تُوَسَّلَ إِلَيَّ بِإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْهِ. Welcome to the one who is using as a means to get to me, reminding me of previous gifts that I've given him. Because the man wanted something from him. So he said, remember me? I'm the man you were helping last year. In other words, help me again. Abdurrahman ibn al-Jawzi said, I learned an amazing thing from this rich man's statement. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his ihsan to me. And then he began to make a beautiful dua. And he said, Ya man, Rabbani wa ana fi rahmi ummi. Oh, you who nurtured me when I was in the womb of my mother. Wa ghadaytani wa akhrajtani ariyan fa albastani. You brought me forth naked and then clothed me. وَرَزَقَنِي وَالِدَيْنِ رَاحِمَيْنِ. And you gave me two parents that loved me and had compassion. And then you sent me to teachers who taught me. After not knowing anything, I became knowledgeable. And then you put love of this religion in my heart. Each of these stages, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By all of this ihsan, that I'm admitting to you today. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounties of your Lord are you denying? Look at your life. Look at all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Think about all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you up to now. You have nothing to complain about. Our complaints are a disgrace. Wallahi, people getting their houses bulldozed by oppressors taking their land. We're safe and secure in our home. People right now don't have anything to eat. We're going to go home and we have refrigerators full of food. And if it's not, we can go down to the store and we can buy it. Even if we don't have money, we can get credit to do that generally. Look at what we have, all of the bounties that Allah has given us. So this is a time to think about those bounties, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this night, according to the hadith that the Salaf related, Hassan al-Basri said, that all of the details of the next year are determined on this night. They are made clear to the angel. Who will die? Who will live? Who will have ease? Who will have hardship? All the arzaq of the servants. All of these things. This is the night. And so this is a night to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put you in His kanaf, to put you in His protection, to put you in His aman, to put you in His blessing. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful towards me, I will increase you in the blessings that I've given you. All of these blessings, these are the things that we should be thinking about. And then finally, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith sahih that is muttafaq alayhi, meaning al-Bukhari and Muslim both relate this hadith, صُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. فَإِنْ غَمِّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَوْ فِيْنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانِ 30. Fast by sighting the moon, break the fast by sighting the moon. If you can't see it, if it's obscured, then complete 30 days of Sha'ban. This has been the practice of the Muslims for 1400 years. There are three scholars in the early period that said about calculating. This is the sunnah of the Muslims for the last 1400 years. This masjid is following the sunnah. When I was in Mauritania, and I was one of the great ulama of Mauritania, Amr ibn Ahmed Bal, and I told him about the difference of opinion, he said, follow the sunnah. You're on the sunnah, stick to the sunnah. This is a great blessing to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You're seeing the sunnah obliterated. We don't cover our heads anymore. People don't, really, basic sunnah practices, they're going from the Muslim Ummah. When I went to the Muslim world 30 years ago, there were people you saw, you don't see them anymore. They're gone. Wallahi, they're gone. People that grew up without television, they grew up, they didn't know anything about corporations. They didn't know anything about simple people that loved Allah, loved His Messenger, followed the sunnah as best they can. People that read Surah Al-Mulk every night before they went to sleep. People that read Hud and Kahf every Friday. People that were groomed. People when they went to the masjid, they went with niyyah. Everything they did was with niyyah. Our ummah was filled with people like that. This is diminishing from the community, following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. This is a time to commit ourselves to the best of our ability. Have taqwa of Allah as much as you're able to. As much as you're able to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghafoor. He is al-afoor. He is al-tawwar. He is al-raheem. He is al-jameel. All of His beautiful names. So, tawassulu bi asma'ihi. Ask Him through His name. Ya fatah, iftah alayna. Ya tawwar, tub alayna. Ya afoor, a'fu anna. Ya ghafoor, aghfir lana. Ya raheem, irhamna. All of these beautiful names that Allah has given us to call on Him. No other community has the names that we have. Wallah. And the name, al-Arab yaqulun, al-ism miftah al-musamma. The name is the key to the one name. If you want somebody, you say, ya, ya, fulan. And they turn. Because you know their name. If you don't know their name, you could say, hey, hey. And they don't know you're calling them. Maybe they'll just keep walking. Is this true or not true? Yeah. But if you see somebody you know and you say, ya Sa'id, Sa'id, oh, somebody called me, they know me. Allah, He gave us His name. And He gave the names to call
for the things that you need. If you want a long life, you don't call on Ya Mumit. You call on Ya Muhyi. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. That's what you call. If you want Tawbah, you don't call on Shadeed al-Iqab. Ya Muntaqim, Aghfirli. You get the names according to what you want from the one name. Allah has given you the keys to open up all of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's given you the keys. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعًا تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever learns these 99 names that Allah has will enter paradise. مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا. الزجاج, the great grammarian from Iraq, Zajjaj, said مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا مَنْ جَعَلَ أَسْمَاءَهُ حَصَاتَهُ. The one who puts the names as his way of looking at the world. فَيُبْصِرُ الْخَالِقُ فِي الْمَخْلُوقِ وَيُبْصِرُ الرَّازِقُ فِي الْمَرْزُوقِ. He sees the creator in his creation. Because Allah is revealing himself through his creation. تَفَكِّرُ فِي آلَاءِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكِّرُ فِي اللَّهِ. The Prophet said, think about the gifts of Allah and don't think about Allah. You can't comprehend Allah. If you think about Allah, you'll go mad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yudrak. Al-ajzu an idrakihi idraku. To know that you can't know Allah is knowledge of Allah. But you can know His attributes. You can know Him through His name. So Allah has revealed Himself to us. And we have great gift. Wallahi, if this community knew what they had, if they knew what Islam was, really, if they knew what Islam was, if they knew the gift that Allah has given this community, the blessing, the Muslims were at the pinnacle of the world. The Muslims were the crown of civilization. People used to go, one man told me that he called Greenwich in England, it's an observatory, to ask him when Ramadan started. You know what the man told him? He's an astronomer there. You know what he said? He said, we used to go to you on our knees to learn astronomy. And now you ask us to tell you when your month of fasting starts? Really, think about that. But if you want heights, if you want heights, you have to strive and earn. لَيْسَ مِنْ إِنْسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Man has nothing other than what he strives for. The Ummah was amazing. Afghani, there's a lot of Afghanis here. If you knew what was in Afghanistan, not now, all this madness and war and craziness. No. If you knew what was in Haram, if you knew what was in Balkh, if you knew the type of ulama that were there, Abdullah al-Ansari, really, if you knew the people that were there, the lives that they led, the women of Afghanistan, one of the great women of Harat went to one of the madrasas, and in her entourage, she found one of the women flirting with one of the men. She made a waqf to marry any of those men that needed to get married. This is the type of people that were in this community. Wallah. All of the great muhaddithin from Tirmidh, from Balkh, Samarkand, Imam Malik radiallahu anhu was asked about knowledge. He said, Al-ilmu shajaratun juduruha fi Mecca wa saquha fi Medina wa furu'uha fi Iraq wa thimaruha fi Khurasan. The tree of knowledge, its roots are in Mecca, its trunk is in Medina, its branches are in Iraq, but its fruits are in Afghanistan. Really, people have no idea what was in this community. The books we don't even read anymore. This is a great gift. It's a great gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest gifts that He's given this ummah is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about a man from Bani Israel. It was revealed to him about a man from Bani Israel who was a mujahid for 83 years. Alf Shahar. 1,000 months, fi sabilillah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he considered أَعْمَارَ أُمَّتِهِ he saw them as not having a lot of time compared to what the previous ummah were given. Imam Malik said in the Muwatta in Bab al-I'tikaf, he said, I heard it from one of the people of knowledge that the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard about Bani Israel and all of what they were given in ibadah, he felt bad for his ummah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. He was given a night from the year worth 83 years of ibadah. If you have an average lifetime, you'll fast maybe 50 times. So you add that up. The gift of this ummah. It's amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah make us people of al-qiyam. Inshallah may Allah continue the qiyam through the rest of the year. We need awliya in our community. We need people to raise their hand and Allah answers them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of istijaba. Allahumma ja'alna mimman tastajib. Allahumma ja'alna mimman tujibu da'watuhum idha da'ak ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم أقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغ به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل على الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا اللهم اجعلنا عباد إحسانا لا عباد امتحانا يا الله اللهم أحسن إلينا اللهم في هذا الليل المبارك اللهم يا الله أنزل علينا من الرحمات ومن الخيرات وخفف عن إخواننا في كل مكان اللهم خفف عن إخواننا في باكستان في الفيضانات يا الله اللهم خفف عنهم اللهم خذ هذا الماء وجعله مطرا يسقيهم يا الله ولا يهلكهم أنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا من الذين ينفقون في سبيل الله في السر والعلانية اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يحبون كتابك اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وذهاب همنا وغمنا وهمومنا يا الله اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا يا الله وجلاء أحزاننا يا الله اللهم إن كان فينا شقيا فجعله سعيدا يا الله اللهم إنك قلت على لسان نبيك هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم اللهم اجعلنا من القوم أو من جلسائهم يا الله ولا تجعلنا من الأشقياء اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء رمضان اللهم فكك رقابنا في هذه الليلة المباركة اللهم بحق السائلين عليك وبحرمة هذا الشهر لديك يا الله اجعلنا من عتقاء رمضان اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا اللهم اجعلنا من محبوبي سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعله يا الله ممن يزورنا في منامنا يا الله اللهم اجعلنا في رؤيته يا الله اللهم اجعله مقبلا علينا يوم القيامة مبتسما حينما يرانا آخذا بأيدينا يا الله اللهم اجعله آخذا بأيدينا اللهم اسقينا من حوضه من يدي الكريمة يا الله اللهم اسقينا من حوضه من يدي الكريمة يا الله يا الله يا الله يا رحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا وتب على المسلمين جميعا الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.